Well, good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about shedding and dandruff. Sheddings this time of year. If your dog or cat isn't shedding now, he will be very quickly. The thing I need you to remember is that all mammals shed. Like you. You're a mammal, you shed. That's why you have hair in your drain. It's normal to shed. It's normal to shed on certain seasons, and of course the spring is one of those normal shedding times. The experts, whoever those guys are that we get to listen to, tell us that house dogs shed for 6-week periods 4 times a year. Well, if you figure the math, 6 times 4 is 24 weeks out of every 52. In other words, your inside dog sheds half the time. So shedding is normal. Shedding is supposed to happen. Any mammal with hair sheds. Always keep that in mind. So what do you do about shedding? First thing, you need to get a nice good bristle brush. That's the old Fuller brush type of brushes, not the plastic ones that you see today, not the rakes, not those kinds of things, but a plain old bristle brush. If you can't find one someplace, go down to Capel's. They have them in their horse department. They have them from about 3 inches in diameter to about 8 inches in diameter. So there's bound to be one that's going to fit your dog or cat. In the old days, grandmas used to tell granddaughters, hey, you know, if you brush your hair 100 strokes every night, your hair will be pretty and you won't ever have tangles in it. And that's really true. Got to also remember, in those times, people didn't wash their hair but about every once a week at the most, maybe every couple months, who knows. But that thing still holds true. When you brush your hair of your dog and cat, it brings the oils from the skin up onto the hair. When that happens, the hair looks better. You also get rid of all that dead hair. If you want to know if your dog is shedding or if he's got a problem, just take a hold of some of the hair, pull it out, hold it up to the light. If there's a little bulb on the end of that hair, that was a live hair you were able to pull out. If there's no little bulb on the end, that's a dead hair, that's shedding. I do this almost every day in my office. You see me pluck a little hair out of your animal, and I hold it up and look at it. Usually I'll tell you what I'm doing so you don't think I'm an idiot. Brushing and brushing and brushing helps with the shedding. It helps with getting the oils up on the skin. That oil on the skin, if you don't get it off the skin and out on the hair, just lays there and it dries up. Then it flakes, and we look at it and we call it dandruff. It's actually, that flaking is most of the time just simply nothing more than dried oil on the skin. So brushing is extremely important. What if you don't brush your animal and it sheds? It's going to mat up. I will just guarantee you that's going to happen. Why wouldn't you brush your dog? Well, maybe you're just lazy and don't want to. Maybe your dog or cat hates being brushed. I know some dogs that'll try to bite the brush every time you try it, and I know some cats that'll bite you if you try to brush them. So sometimes it's not possible. When brushing isn't possible, you're going to get mats to form. Those mats are nasty. They cause hot spots, meaning that it mats over a piece of skin. The skin oozes, causes some sticky stuff to come up, mats more hair down, gets bigger and bigger and bigger till you end up coming to see me. In the middle of the summer, if that happens, if you don't get it done this time of year, the middle of the summer that happens, sometimes we get maggots in those. And let me tell you, none of my staff wants to see your dog if it's got maggots. Just one of those things we don't like to deal with. We will, but we don't like it. If the hair loss is in patches, a lot of times it's a mat that has come loose. We see this on cats all the time. People come in and they'll say, well, look, this cat's got a whole bunch of hair missing in this spot. And then there's another spot over here, another spot over here, and they're random. If you look at it, that's where you've had a matted piece of hair and a cat finally gets it pulled off and basically pulls some good hair out with the bad hair. Mats are uncomfortable for your animal. Reach up, grab a little piece of your own hair and twist it. If that doesn't hurt your scalp, you must have pretty tough scalp. Because when that happens, that's what happens with a mat. It causes a lot of pain. So do not let your animals get matted up. Carefully cut those mats out. You can do that with a couple ways. I can teach you how to do a couple things. Be careful using a scissor. Be very, very careful. Clippers can do it, hair clippers. You can pull them apart sometimes. You can comb through the edges with a big, heavy-toothed comb. But try to do this in a way that it doesn't hurt your animal, because sooner or later they're going to object and they're going to quit letting you do it. If all else fails, find a groomer. Get them shaved down completely. It's about the only thing that you can do. Want to remind you that this is the getting into the last week or so of our promotion for HeartGuard. Buy a year's supply of HeartGuard, get a free heartworm test, and also a $12 mail-in rebate. It's the best time of year to buy your year's supply of HeartGuard. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. The telephone number is always 243-2121. Give us a call.